Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In 1988, Ronald Reagan began a full-court press on the violations of human rights and religious freedom, especially in the Soviet Union. At the time, there were 400,000 to 500,000 Jews who wanted to leave the country. Reagan opened his first talk with Mikhail Gorbachev by pointing out that though the Jews wished to leave, they were Russians and must, after all, love their country. He went on to say that if more synagogues and churches were reopened, these people would be less likely to want to leave. Reagan, always modest in his achievements, said in his memoirs, "Whether my words had any impact or not, I don't know. But after that, the Soviet government began allowing more churches and synagogues to reopen." After Reagan's meeting with Gorbachev, Gorbachev held a meeting with church leaders. He gave his personal political blessing to the opening of hundreds of Orthodox churches. In 1988 and 1989, the Orthodox Church opened 2,000 parishes all over the USSR, including 200 new ones. By 1992, American missionary Fred Mueller noted, "Religious freedom had been so fully restored in Russia that he was able to walk into a Russian public school or college, ask the teacher if he could come in and share the Christian gospel message, and was frequently able to do so. We had freedom then in Russia that didn't even exist in America," he recalled, "particularly in public schools."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.